ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
He was the man who stole the plans for the atomic bomb. A brilliant physicist, a devoted communist. A spy hiding inside the most secret project on Earth. This is the story of Klaus Fuchs, a man who believed he could serve two masters, science and the Soviets. To hear it, search for The Bomb on the ABC Listen app.
My name is Latrell. I'm from the Yenjabora community. And this is my brother, Mason.
We're playing football, and it's fun.
What are the rules?
No getting wild and fighting, and no going out the gate.
And what you do?
I work at ABC Radio, yeah. And I'm talking to people about this school.
Yes.
You just kicks and marks today?
Yeah, kicking around footy.
We're playing football and we're having fun and I'm sweaty.
Yeah, it's really hot out here.
Yeah.
My name is Latoya. We're out here in this hot heat.
My name is Josiah, and I put just kick goal. Yeah.
Now, where are you from?
Northern Territory. And I come a long way from Alice Springs to Santa Teresa. We're just kicking around with the football at lunch.
Hi, my name is Keelan. We're just at the Ginger Border School. We're just playing footy at the front office.
Yes, it's back to school in this episode of Soul Search, and not just any school, in the community of Gingerporter on Arunda Country, Central Australia. To get here, it's
about an hour's drive on a dirt road out of Alice Springs, and you know when you're getting close because there's a big cross on a hill, and you drive in, trying to avoid the horses that are often on the road, and you drive in, and on the main road, right at the end of it, at the T-junction, is the church with the cross above it. And you come into this community where Arunda people have settled here now, and there's a long story and history behind that as to how these people are here and why, and not always a story that would reflect well on the various church and government policies. But here we are in this beautiful place.
This is what we call our promised land. Promised land, a beautiful country. A peaceful country.
Hello, I'm Meredith Lake, with you for Soul Search by podcast and on Radio National, with a very special episode originally recorded early last year as part of ABC Religion and Ethics Week with Students. I've come to Gingerporter with a question. What does it mean to be spiritually strong, especially as a young person growing and learning in this part of remote Australia? This community is home to around 600 people at the moment. Nearly everyone is a First Nations person, and more than 80% say they're Catholic. The quick backstory is that it was founded in the 1950s as Santa Teresa Catholic Mission. In the 70s, it was largely handed back to the community in accordance with the NT's Aboriginal Land Rights Act. The Diocese of Darwin still runs the church, as well as the community's only school. So, what's the texture of spirituality here? How might faith and culture interrelate? It's an intergenerational story. And first up, I want to meet some more of the young people who are growing up in this place.
I'm Derek, playing basketball with my friends and brothers. Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Derek. You're at school right now. Tell me a little bit about your school. What's it called?
Linda Border Catholic School. And I am year 7.
Be one of the seniors of this school?
Yeah, I'm one of the seniors.
When you come to school, what happens? What's the first thing you do when you get to school every day?
I come to the canteen and eat breakfast, toast and Milo.
And when the bell goes, what happens?
Learning so you can make your brain come there.
And Derek, what kinds of things do you learn at school?
Learn maths. And learn about numbers, yeah.
And you learn Arunda as well?
Yeah, I learn Arunda, very much, yeah.
And what language do you speak in the classroom?
Aranda to ourselves, but we speak English to our thing.
Teacher.
What's your favourite thing about Aranda class? What do you like the most?
Learning some bush things. There's a tree called medicine. You get it and you hit it with rock. When it's gooey, you put it in hot water and then you boil it and put it in the fridge so you can get it and wipe yourself, like to make your body clean. Yeah,
bush medicine.
If you have skin rash, you use that bush medicine to help yourself.
And who taught you about that?
My nan. Yeah, my nan used to say that. Yeah.
Have you always lived in Jinjapura, Derek?
Yeah. Jinjapura is awesome.
Many people have never been here. They don't know what it's like. Why do you think Jinjapura is awesome?
It's got swimming pool and shop and even basketball court. Yeah, it's big roof here, and we have a beautiful school here and a beautiful oval. Yeah.
What do you wish people knew about Jinjapura that they don't know?
They'll get happy if they see this Santa Teresa. Yeah.
Get so fun.
Okay, you're going to interview me. You ask a question and then turn the microphone to me.
What's your name?
My name's Meredith. What's your name?
Marcelino. What's your language?
My language, I speak English and I'm trying to learn a tiny bit of Aranda as well.
Aranda.
What's your language?
Aranda.
And what class are you in?
Senior fellas.
You're one of the senior fellas? And what's your favourite thing to do at school?
Read maths.
And do you read in English or in Aranda?
English or Aranda. Sometimes English, sometimes Aranda.
Everyone speaks at least two languages. Do you speak another language as well?
Yeah.
Which one?
I talk Chichikala. Lurich. Where are you going after this?
I have to go to the spirituality centre and back to school. Where will you go today?
We're going to go back to class.
Hello, my name is Lanisha and I'm from Jinjapura. We're here in Santa Teresa School. I'm in year 6.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I live in Santa Teresa and I come to this school for education. I am year 6 too. It's so much fun.
What class would you be in right now if you weren't talking to me?
Right now I would be in the Aranda class learning our language.
We learn our skin names and we do writing about it. And my skin name is Paldara.
Also, my skin name is Paldara as Livia's. It makes us families.
She's actually my niece.
What's your favourite part of this school? Like, where do you like to be? If it's lunchtime, what do you do?
If it's lunchtime, every Tuesday we go play dodgeball, and if we don't play dodgeball, it's the other classes, and also we go play football.
We do girls versus boys in football, and we play it at the front grass.
Who wins if it's boys versus girls?
So we always win, or the girls always win, but sometimes boys win, like sometimes.
What other subjects do you do at this school? You talked about Aranda. What else do you learn at school?
We do RE, maths, and every morning we pray.
Maths is my favourite subject, and I love doing multiplication.
And we also learning about the eastern brown snake and science, and in the side we are learning about western brown snakes too.
Do you see many snakes around here?
Yeah.
Once I saw like tiny snake at my house.
And in this playground area, my little sister found 3 eggs over there. And 8 eggs, actually. And she was surprised. And it was an eastern brown snake.
I know that sometimes your teachers take you out bush for a country visit. What do you like about those trips?
We look for bush food and bush medicine. One of them's called arata. Bush medicine, it has a really strong smell and you can boil it up. And it's like a sauce, but you put it in the fridge. And after 3 hours or so, you take it out and you put it on yourself after your shower.
What are you looking forward to this year at school?
I really looking forward to go to the camp and also going to St. Philip's School to meet my best friend.
I'm excited for going into senior year because you can do lots of fun things and better maths and English.
When I get older, I like to be an artist like my grandmother and also be a shop worker.
I would like to be a famous footy player for the Richmond Tigers and to play on the news.
Every day when we play football, I just be so excited.
And I kick lots of goals too.
I'm getting a sense that kids like Lanisha and Olivia learn a host of different things in more or less formal ways. They mentioned RE, religious education, as well as praying as part of a regular school day. I wonder if going to church figures much in their lives too.
There is sports coming up and I'm so excited for that and to going to church, but I wake up late, so.
I did a Lenten promise to God by saying I'll go to church every Sunday, and I did it yesterday actually, so I'll be going to church next Sunday, I guess.
And what will happen at the end of Lent? It will be Easter, and what will happen at the church then?
In Easter, Jesus will die, and it was the beginning on Easter Sunday, and I'm so happy because every Easter Sunday, they hide like golden egg. If you find the golden egg, they can get a big prize.
Yeah.
In my home.
That sounds fun. What does your family do?
They put flour on the floor and they make it out. It was the Easter bunny for my little sister. And they hide eggs everywhere in the garden, in my room. And we have to find them with bags.
Olivia and Lanisha, growing up on Arunda country in a community that, at the census, is one of the most Catholic in Australia. I'm Meredith Lake, with you for Soul Search. And I'm visiting Ginger Porter with a question. What does it mean to be spiritually strong? And how do you educate for that?
My name is Andrew Morton. So I'm the principal here at Ginger Porter. First year here, come up from Wagga Wagga, New South Wales. So it's a big trip.
What have you enjoyed most in your first couple of weeks as the principal here?
Oh, I think it's just such a different environment to what I've seen. Like I look out there now, and you know, there's kids running around in 44 degree heat, kicking footballs. I just love AFL, so just being very welcomed by the students, and the staff are great. The people within the town, ceremony's been on, so that's again's been very different, something I've never seen before or come across. So. You know, and that sort of quietens the town down as such, what you're allowed to do. So, but that's over now. So, it's just been really, it's been a, you know, wonderful experience. So different to what I've ever experienced. So, yeah, it's great.
This is the only school in town. Does that shape or influence the way you see your role as a Catholic educator? Because in most parts of Australia, a Catholic school would exist alongside all kinds of other schools, Protestant schools, public schools, even Islamic schools potentially. Yeah. This is an interesting environment for a Catholic school to be the sole operator.
Yeah, and I suppose there's, as far as competition for students, there is none because it's the only school here. But I suppose that again comes back to the strong faith community that is here because, you know, everyone here is Catholic. It's a Catholic school. The kids that come here are Catholic and, you know, their parents obviously look for them to be at school and be educated, but they also look for the Catholic identity part of the school as well, which we can provide. So,
what's the biggest thing you've learned so far?
I've learned plenty. I suppose the biggest thing I've learned is like just getting the kids here is just such, it's such a bonus, you know, because sometimes, you know, attendance is not great, and the main objective is to get kids here and get them to stay, give them something that they want to come to school for, you know, and that's education, that involves religion, it involves a lot of things, it involves sport. We've got to provide that.
What's your main hope for the students here at the school? What would it look like in your mind for them to kind of grow and flourish and become who they could be?
I think the main hope for these kids is that we can give them the education that they can take away and take out into the world, you know, whether that world be here at Santa Teresa or Alice Springs or Darwin or Adelaide or wherever they want to go, you know, it's that we can, you know, give them the skills and equip them to do what they want to do. And it is a, you know, it is a remote school. There's some disadvantaged kids here, so anything that we can do to give them, to help them in any way is a great for us, and it's a real bonus for us, and it's a good, it's, you know, it's very fulfilling if we can see kids graduate from here and go on for the rest of their life, whatever that may be. Yes, we're a Catholic school, and yes, we're providing education within that, you know, Catholic identity, and yeah, it's just about making this a good place for kids to come, and that they're happy and they feel safe and they can learn here.
G'day, I'm Paul Greaves, Director of Catholic Education Northern Territory. Been in the role at the beginning of my third year now. So I'm on a learning curve that I'm just so appreciative of. Previously worked in Western Australia and New South Wales. So, you know, coming into something that is very, very different to those contexts. In Catholic education, we've got 5 remote schools that we work with and communities that we work with to seek that academic student growth and growth in all other ways too. As a Catholic school, obviously, we're about that development of the whole person. We talk about what is wholeness, what is that spiritual element that we bring to our view of life, and we call it like a Catholic worldview that actually can sit alongside with and complementary to Aboriginal people's view of life and spirit and belonging. So there is a spirit that does give people a sense of who they are and enlivens them in life. And they, if they can connect with that and know that it's important, whether that's an Aboriginal spirituality or a Catholic spirituality, or in fact they're both together, is more the thing that we're finding is significant. Last year we produced what's called an Aboriginal spirituality statement, and it was produced by Catholic Aboriginal leadership teams who took it to the bishop and said, look, hey, this is how we want to think about our spirituality sitting along with Catholic spirituality. And Bishop signed off on it in a heartbeat because he saw the beauty of what was being said, and he recognised it gave each community the licence and the ability to bring those things that they see around them into this understanding of purpose, meaning, belonging in their communities.
Paul Greaves, the Director of Catholic Education in the NT. He's come from head office to Ginger Porter for the first school mass of the year. There have been times in the past when institutions in Central Australia have not allowed much space for Aboriginal spirituality. So I'm curious to know more about how Catholic and Aboriginal spirituality might coexist or interrelate today. Let's head over to the church. The Mass is about to begin.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, be with you.
Inside the church, the pews are mostly full with 40 or 50 children, as well as their school teachers and some of the community's senior women. Looking around, every wall of this church has been painted. There are floor-to-ceiling murals depicting country or biblical scenes. An extraordinary expression of how Arunda culture and Catholic faith might somehow go together. I've got to find out more from one of the artists who painted them.
I'm Georgina Ferber. I was a landscape painter, and I know how to paint.
Who built that church?
Before we was born, the whole people did that.
our dads and uncles and grandfathers.
But the women painted it.
But we did it.
I've never seen a church like that in my life.
We got the hardest, the Kate, and Kate got the grandmother's, because nobody else wouldn't. I was second boss to Kate. She used to take me, because I was a landscape painter. We only had two young girls, and all the rest was grandmothers. Each day, she used to teach us, take us, push with lunch. We used to get the colors. We did our sketch. Yeah, we used to sketch how we see. We had a meeting with her first, how we're going to do the church. Tot painting or ordinary figures. And we said, if we do dot painting, nobody will understand what's the meaning of the thing. And when you do, like, ordinary people, you know, you can see how God died for us, gave us land and all that.
You said you decided not to paint with dots so that people would understand. What did you want people to understand, though? Because there's paintings of land, animals, people.
The first thing was the creation, and now we're going to do it. We said we do it like our own grandfathers. And when you tip your hand in the water and you go like that, it's like that fire on his hand.
That's something your grandfathers did with the water, flicking it.
Grandfather used to do, when we were asleep, he used to put the hand and wake us up, with water. I remember that. My uncle used to do it for me.
And that's how you painted God's creation of the world.
Creation to look like our own grandfathers. That's how he is in our creation.
One wall has a family with a tiny baby?
Yes.
What's that one about?
That's just, there was some spirit there amongst the trees. Did you see it?
Yes.
People used to roam around and in the land got spirit of the land, yeah. You can see the country and you can see little figures. Probably you see it in the church.
Can you tell me more about the spirit of the land? Who are they?
I'd be a little ill. Spirit of the land.
We don't usually see it, but we can feel it. They present, you know? Yeah. We know that they close to us, or they looking maybe behind the tree.
Looking after us, the land. And you can hear, like, sound. Well, so I was in my homeland. For a couple of years I was at my homeland. And I could hear voices singing out and talking and laughing, calling,
And so what is the Holy Spirit? Is it related or different?
Different. They look after the land, I think. Holy Spirit is more powerful. You can feel it when there's, like, when we have confirmation, like First Holy Communion, you can feel it in the church. It's more powerful.
When we hear sound calling, you know, we answer that. We belong to the country too. Yeah.
On ABC Radio National and on demand with ABC Listen, you're listening to Soul Search, the show about contemporary spirituality. I'm Meredith Lake, and I've just been listening to Georgina Ferber and Gertrude Palmer. They both work as artists in the remote Aboriginal community of Gingerporta. What does it mean to be spiritually strong here? How do people express culture and faith? I mean, the murals inside the church are an amazing and distinctive expression of spirituality in this place. They underline for me that spiritual formation can happen in all kinds of ways, through lessons in school, trips out bush, through religious services, and in painting.
Hello, Buddha. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
I've just stepped inside the building that's next door to the church. A large tin shed, really, with a fly screen door and a spray-painted sign that says Spirituality Centre.
Yeah, we're painting crosses at the moment, which are on order to go interstate. We've got about 45 crosses to do.
Claire Young is a member of the community board in Gingerporter. She's also part of a unique movement in Central Australian art, painting ceramic crosses in dot style, connecting Christian faith and Arunda country.
We take a lot of pride in doing all these crosses, one by one, in our own designs, in our own colours, and we put a lot of effort and time into doing one cross, make it look good and the patterns on it. But it also has a meaning, you know, that Ngada gave us a meaning to our crosses. We think, and everything that's in our mind goes onto the crosses, the designs, the dots, the colours.
That word Ngada, that's an Arunda word. What does it mean?
Ngada means like Ngada is God or Jesus, but we all know Ngada is Jesus the Father, yeah. Almighty God, and Jesus is his son.
When did you start painting crosses, Claire?
A long time. I can't count the years of how many crosses we've done. We could be past the 100,000 mark, or I don't know, we haven't counted. I think it just came as a part of our Catholic faith and part of us doing something for the church, because part of this is for the church, and I think Catholic people order all these crosses that we do around Australia, even around the world.
Yeah, I think there's one in the Vatican, at least one in the Vatican.
Two. Yeah, myself and my cousin, Georgina.
Sometimes when people do a cross, there's Nkara at the top. What about the other corners of the cross? What do they mean?
It's like looking at a bird's eye view of things, like it comes from above. Our dots on the crosses represent like hills, spinifex, the land around us, like the environment around us, you know?
Mm-hmm. But more than the environment, like upmara, like country?
Upmara, country, sort of like showing us the way, you know, like iwara, our road, our path, iwara. Iwara nunakana, yeah.
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Iwara. Anunakana.
Anunakana. Iwara anunakana.
Our way, our road.
How did you learn your road?
I learned a lot of ways, you know, that from my parents, my grandparents, my aunties, and like everybody around me, you know, seeing things, hearing things.
And young people now, how do they find their way?
Young people find their way of expressing themselves, I think. But it's probably hard for the young ones, you know, because they might not understand sometimes. But we've got to teach them the way, you know. Teach them a way to Ngada, and he's around us all the time.
Sitting around the table as Claire and other women paint, she tells me that this big old building hasn't always been a spirituality centre. It used to be a community hall where they showed films on the weekends. Before that, it was a mission dormitory where girls, including Georgina, lived away from their families.
There was about three rows of beds, one, two, three on the side. I was taken away when I was about 8 years old. Just a little small one. Crying every night for mum and dad. Not only me, some other little kids too.
Where were your mum and dad?
Over the hills. They wasn't allowed to visit us, and we wasn't allowed to go and visit them. Because sister was strict teaching us in English, in the school.
Were you allowed to speak your language?
No, not allowed. Yes, we would keep quiet when sister talked. Just to figure out what she was saying.
So when did you leave the dormitory?
When we were bigger kids. Might be 15, 16, 17.
And where did you go then?
Went back to Mum and Dad. They were all over the hills.
I bet this was hot in summer.
Oh, terrible. It was really hot and really cold in winter, trying to make yourself warm, but still nothing. We didn't have any shoes, no socks, no anything in those days.
What happened to those nuns?
They went back.
And you're still here?
And I'm still here in my old dormitory, old house, painting.
How does that feel? That's a very different place now.
In those days, it was really hard. Nowadays, you see everything nowadays. Too much swearing and too much junk food. You know, a lot of things in the shop. In those days, there was nothing. Only just porridge. That's what we had.
It's a past that still impacts people in Ginger Porter today. It's one of the conditions of people's lives and one of the contexts for faith. It's bound up with the history of government policy and the 90-year story of Catholic missions in Central Australia. Listening to the women, Georgina and Gertrude, I learned that Gertrude's people came to Ginger Porter after years of being moved from site to site.
Missionaries, they found them at Pond Springs. They were living there all together. And our parents were moved from there to Charles Creek. They had a little place there in the creek. And the army took them and moved them to Altanga there, because they were all going on.
And they were at Altanga for a while?
Their water wasn't good, battery water. Yeah, so they had them, the bishop and the missionaries, they had to move them. Bishop came to look for a country for them. They came on a horse with all our uncles and like our father, dads. They picked this house, I mean country.
Why did they choose this place?
Because of the good water we had. We got good water.
What happened then? They moved the whole mission and all the people?
All people and the women, even the children, they had to move them all. They travel with goats and all. As my uncle told me, he traveled on foot with horses, camel, nanny goats, with all them other old people. They traveled, sleep at night on halfway and then travel again, sleep at halfway and then travel again. People died on the road. They had to bury it anyway. Yeah. But they still know whose graveyard. Yeah. And all our grandparents and there's a cemetery there at Langa. And they know who it belongs to. Yeah.
Have you always lived in Ginger Porter, Gertrude?
Yeah. I'm born in Alice.
Okay.
Yeah. My big brother and my sister, they born at Altanga.
So how old were you when you came to Santa Teresa?
I don't know, we was a child, baby, when they shifted. But they were married, our parents were married in the church at Altanga. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One time we went to a celebration there for Stolen Generation. They was here and we had to go to Altanga to show them where they was taken away. And Father said mass at the cemetery.
Yeah, Bishop O'Loughlin was there with us when we went to Altanga to do that celebration and welcoming back the Stolen Generation. Yeah. He slept with us on the creek. When my daughter was really tiny baby, I still remember when Bishop was there for the weekend, yeah. Yeah, talked about it. Told a story about the place.
Right now you're all painting crosses, the famous ginger porter crosses.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to learn about the spiritual life. What is the spirit, do you think, Gertrude?
What nanga, yeah. Spiritual life. We believe in the spirit. We believe in God, church way, and all that, like baptism and all.
The nuns and the lay missionaries, they taught old people at Aldanga what about this, you know, about Ngarda. Because they didn't even know, you know, what Ngarda was. But they learned from lay missionaries and fathers.
What about culture? How is it part of your spiritual life?
Culture was really strong with parents. They were taught to marry the right skin, you know. Yeah.
There are lots of young people in Ginger Porter now. What do you hope for them as they grow up? What would it mean for a young person to become strong in their spirit?
I'd like to see young people, you know, to go back where the old people used to, you know, say strong in culture and strong in spiritual, even for the land.
Strength in culture, strength in spirit, and even for the land. That's what Gertrude Palmer wants for the next generation. I spoke with her and her relatives back in early 2025 at the Spirituality Centre in Ginger Porter, a community on Arunda Country east of Alice Springs. I'm Meredith Lake, with you for a special episode of Soul Search by podcast on Radio Australia and on ABC Radio National. That word I'm hearing, Ortnunga, it means something like spirit. Claire is painting at the next table. I wonder how she'd elaborate on that and becoming strong in spirit.
Spirit within ourselves, got to be strong. If you've got a weak spirit, you're down, you're sick. And the only one that you can ask for help is Ngarda, to keep your spirit back strong, you know. That's the way I see it. That's the way that I feel, you know. When I'm weak and when I'm tired and all that. Sometimes I read, because I've got the Bible app on my thing, I read little stories on my Bible app to try and make me strong.
There's a Bible in Arunda, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Old people translated our dictionary too into Arunda. A lot of meaning, yeah.
Do you have a favourite story in the Bible?
They're all good stories. I like the one about Good Samaritan, you know, when an injured man sits on the side of the road, everybody goes past, and this one person comes along and helps him, you know. That's a good one, I like that one. So my feeling towards that is, when somebody needs help, you gotta help, you know. Because sometimes if you might be in need of help, and everybody keeps going past, and the one person that you don't agree with might come along and help you.
That's what happens in that story.
That's why I like that little story. And when you least expect, you know, the very person that you always, and sometimes you don't agree with her or like that, but she's the very one that's going to come along and help you when nobody else does.
Mm-hmm. While we've been sitting here, you've added a lot to the cross that you're painting. Claire, do you know where this one will go?
This one that I'm doing at the moment, it's on order to go to Brisbane, but we've seen all the destructions that been on the news, you know, about Brisbane, about the tropical cyclone, eh? maybe when people that buy these crosses, I hope they feel strong when they buy it and when they put it into their homes, you know. I hope they feel strong, and I hope the crosses that we paint out here in the desert makes them feel strong, you know.
Claire Young. As I leave the Spirituality Centre and make my way back to the school down the street, I'm struck by the ways that people share their spirituality here, perhaps with a painted cross, or perhaps by older people sharing culture and faith with younger generations. Being spiritually strong is an intergenerational project.
Hi, my name is Timisha and I'm in year 7.
Hi, my name is Kenneth and I'm in year 8.
And we're here at Ginger Porter Catholic School. What's your favourite part of this school? Where do you like to hang out?
Shady.
It is definitely hot. I reckon it's getting close to 40 degrees now. No wonder you like the shady. What do you do in this part of the school?
We play dodgeball or chill underneath the sprinklers.
So now we're standing outside some of the classrooms and there's a huge mural of bush foods.
Yeah. And look, we always eat them.
Did you help with this?
No, I wasn't here.
Yeah, we made it.
I made this one, come.
This is strong, caring, and respectful.
Strong, caring, and respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too hot. We need to go back to the classroom now.
We should come.
We can go to Arundel.
Yeah, you better go there, don't you think? All right. We're standing outside a painting with a big mural on it. What room is this?
Arundel. These are all the skin names. This is Appachan, Angal, Kamar, and Porol. Baltara and Clary. Yeah. Okay, it's time to go.
Tamisha and Candace have another class now, but you and I can go in and meet the Arunda staff. I have a hunch that language is really important to so much of what I've been asking about. Culture and faith and spirituality. And really important too to the ways that that's passed on from generation to generation.
Arinyachin Cecily Palmer, a young Apmara Ginger Porter. I come from a very strong Catholic family. My grandparents was very strong. My parents was very strong. My sisters was very strong. We used to work together in the church, organizing songs and that. I was a very shy person before, and I went on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. And when I came back, I felt very strong about myself and my faith. I taught here a couple of years ago, working closely with one of the teachers who was an area coordinator. I worked closely with her. She used to teach in English, and I used to teach in Arunda the Bibles and also the work in Arunda, so the children can understand both languages, both ways.
Right now we're sitting in the Literature Production Centre. What is this place? What happens in this part of the school?
In this part of the school, we've got two ladies here that does all the work, like stories, a lot of story books, the Dreamtime stories from the old people from previous year, and the resources for both language and cultural and for Ari. Everything is written in language.
And the staff here create those resources?
Yeah, these are the two ladies that created the books, and also my sister, Kuminje. Yeah. She was a very strong language and cultural teacher. Yeah.
How long has there been a literacy production centre here? Is it as old as the school or is it newer than that?
It's older than the school, yeah.
Cecily, you said you make resources for RE, for religious education. Can you tell me more about those? What kinds of things might those resources include?
We've got some resources here, a lot of RE books, and everything is from each theme, you know, like Christmas, Holy Thursday, Friday. Everything is in a theme, yeah, yeah.
When you were growing up, how did you learn about the Catholic faith?
I was taught by my parents, seeing them, and my sisters. That's when I became very strong and confident.
I know that there's an Arunda Bible and an Arunda Dictionary that many people from this community helped to create. Were you involved in those projects, Cecily?
No, my two sisters are involved with that, yeah.
Why is it important to have language resources at a school like this in Gingerporta?
Yeah. It is very important to have our language resources and books here so the kids can learn, so they can read and write in our language, in our strong language, and maybe they could carry on then, yeah.
I know that Gingerporta was begun as a Catholic mission, but it's not quite a mission anymore. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of Gingerporta?
Our old people stayed out at Aldanga, and they moved from there. They moved from there to Santa Teresa. It was a great journey for them. And this is what we call our promised land, that Jesus brought our old people to this land.
A promised land?
A promised land, a beautiful country, a peaceful country, yeah.
Have you always lived here, Cecily?
Yeah, I've lived here all my life. I went to school here, yeah, that is my school there. The next one there, that was my classroom.
Really?
Yeah. And when I finished my schooling, I went straight to work in a council office.
Here in Gingerporta?
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
When did you decide to become a language teacher yourself?
My two sisters was a language teachers. They were both qualified. My eldest sister, Kum Ye, was a language and cultural coordinator.
Yeah.
She was a very strong lady. And my other sister, she was an RE teacher. Everything she taught was in language. Even the books that was made by the ladies here at the literacy production.
The question I've been asking everyone is about how a person becomes spiritually strong. And I've been hearing a word, if you could help me understand it, this word, Ordnanga. What does Ordnanga mean?
It's a spirit. Yeah, like, for example, if we go out to our country, like the elderly person speak to the country and introduce themselves, you know? Yeah.
So it's a spirit from the place?
From the place, yeah. Spirit people is alive out in the bush. So you have to introduce yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
How do the children learn about that?
Their parents explain to them or tell them what the grandparents. Yeah. We go to another family's country, we always introduce ourselves. Like, for example, if I go back to my homeland and I take my little families, like grandchildren and that, because they're new to the country, I speak to the land. and introduce them. Yeah.
And what is the Holy Spirit? Is it different or the same, or how is it connected?
It's the same, yeah.
Mwara Utnanga? That's whole, is that how you translate Holy Spirit?
Yeah, Utnanga Mwara.
Utnanga Mwara. Okay. Lots of people in Gingerporta are Catholic and Aranda together. Yeah. Why is that important to be both?
It's very important for us because our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, was very strong in their Catholic faith.
And what about the future? What do you think might come next for the next generation?
They can carry on then, because we tell our grandchildren and explain to them, yeah.
Yeah. And some of that happens here at school?
Yeah.
And sometimes you go out on country as well?
Mm-hmm. We go out to country. And you would feel that present, you know, the spirit people of the land. And when we go, we introduce ourselves, and even the little ones, we explain to them, to tell them who they are, where they come from.
Just on the other side of the language classroom, there's a very beautiful mural. What is it about?
That's about the country. That's where the language teacher take the students and explain to them about the country, who the country belongs. And the spirit people is alive here, so they can understand and know.
Cecily Palmer, one of the Aranda staff of Gingerporta Catholic School. She teaches language and faith and cultural knowledge. It's just about time for me to go and make the trip back to Alice Springs. I'm feeling really thankful for the glimpses that people have given me today into that big question of what it means to be spiritually strong growing up in this part of Central Australia. Heading into the playground, it seems that lunchtime's over, I have to hit the road, and the kids have to go to class.
This is class time. This is my teacher here. That's where we line up.
Okay.
Yeah. Got time? Too hot? Could go back to class. Roto, there.
We're sitting down now, going back to class.
We're going back to Aranda.
Have a good, great day.
This episode of Soul Search was recorded and produced on Aranda Country, Central Australia, in early 2025. By me, Meredith Lake, with additional production by Rowan Salmond on Gadigal land in Sydney. My huge thanks to all the students at Gingerporta School, especially Derek, Marcelino, Lanisha and Olivia, Candice, Tamisha, as well as Mason, Latrell, Latoya, Hosiah and Keelan. Thank you also to the staff for conversations on and off the tape, and to Paul Greaves and Anne Chalmers in the diocesan office. At the Spirituality Centre, Claire Young, Georgina Ferber, Rosemary and Gertrude Palmer were incredibly generous with their insights and memories. And if you'd like to read more about their Santa Teresa crosses, you'll find a link to a great article about them on our program website. This episode of Soul Search won the 2025 Northern Territory Media Award for Excellence in Radio Broadcasting, and I hope you've really enjoyed listening back to it today. Next episode, we're launching our all-new 2026 season of Soul Search. The year ahead is packed with fresh conversations curious about contemporary spirituality. I can't wait to share it with you, so follow the podcast now. I'll catch you next time on ABC Listen, on Radio Australia and ABC Radio National.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.